Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the ordinary meeting of the Devonport City Council, Monday the 25th of September. All those people who have a mobile phone, will they please turn them off or onto silent? Council acknowledges and pays respect to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Item 1, apologies. We have none. We have a full crew of aldermen tonight. Item 2, any declarations of interest? No. Item 3.1.1, Council meeting 28th of August. Recommendation. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Goodwin, seconded. Alderman Matthews. Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Matthews. Further speakers? Alderman Goodwin to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 3.2.1, responses to questions raised. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
So
Alderman Laycock. Seconded. Alderman Rockliffe. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Alderman Rockliffe.
It's all in the report. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Laycock to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2, question on notice from public. Do I have a mover, please, for the recommendation? Alderman Goodwin, seconded. Alderman Milne. Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Milne. For the speakers. Alderman Goodwin to close. Put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. So now we open up the meeting to questions without notice from the public. Please note that the new public question time policy, which is on page 3 of our agenda, applies from tonight. Basically, the new rules are a maximum of 2 questions per person are permitted. A maximum period of 3 minutes will be allowed per person, and if time permits, a third question may be asked once all community members who wish to ask questions have done so, and there's a time limit of 2 minutes for that third question. So if you'd like to stand up to the microphone, please state your name and address and ask your question.
Right, my name is Wendy Hilditch. My address is 41 Murray Street, East Devonport. My question, why has the council changed the voting procedures in planning matters, such as voting first on applications for approval before advertising in the newspaper and putting into public domain for comments or objections?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. It depends on what the actual issue is. In the case, if you're talking about the 2 to 12 Murray Street application, the process is that it has to be approved by Council for exhibition. It's covered under a different section of the Land Use Planning Approvals Act to what a normal development application is. And so the process is it comes to Council first to be approved for public exhibition. It will then have the exhibition period. And then at the close of that period, any representations are then considered by Council before they're forwarded to the Tasmanian Planning Commission. It is a different process to the normal DA process.
It hasn't only just happened on this one in time.
No, there's been a number. Yeah, there's a number of processes where, particularly where there's a rezoning is required, this is a process that has to go through. A more recent one that we did was for the Ellamatta Hotel some months back.
Thank you. And just a second question. Does the council's involvement in selling and rezoning, approving and development of the land at 2 to 12 Murray Street, East Devonport, constitute a conflict of interest? And can this application be taken to appeal and tribunal?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. The process is that the council has to consider the application as a planning authority, which is a different role to that as the council. So in some respects, the council is wearing two hats in this particular process. The final arbiter, though, is the Tasmanian Planning Commission. It has to go to the Commission. Anybody who makes a representation will be entitled to also submit evidence to the Commission. So they will make the final decision, not the council.
So at the end of the 30 days that's been advertised in the paper for objections,
yes,
the people that objected can take it to the tribunal.
What then happens through Mr. Mayor is that it will come back to council for council to consider those representations, and if it believes that it wants to provide some comment, can do so. Then that is all sent to the TPC for them to then hear the matter.
Right, so that's at the discretion of the council as to whether that goes down there or automatically?
No, it has to go to the TPC.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions from the gallery?
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive, Mindetta. Following questions are without notice. Meeting of 25th September and are directed to the Mayor and the General Manager. Question 1. Council has represented to Devonport Ratepayers since November 2016 that the food pavilion, Providore Place, will be opening in November 2017 and include secure tenants in Southern Wild Distillery, Ben Milburn Restaurant, Film Studio and Cooking School, and 41 degrees south, since exposed in the Advocate as a withdrawn tenant. Accordingly, will Council now cease hiding behind the head lease agreement with Providore Place, a subsidiary of P plus I, and accept accountability to demonstrate delivery of Council representations to the ratepayers that the food pavilion will open in November 2017, operationally complete with the remaining supposed secured tenants?
Thank you, Mr. Garden. We'll take that on notice.
Question 2. Observations of the building progress to date, and in particular fit-out of tenancies, indicates that opening of the food pavilion in November 2017 is problematic at best. Accordingly, will Council now cease subrogating its accountability and categorically refute that... Did Alderman Emmett want to say something?
No.
Oh, sorry. Somebody said something. Sorry about that. Oh, okay. Problematic at best. Accordingly, will Council now cease subrogating its accountability and categorically refute that the opening is not being delayed due to finalisation of individual tenancy agreements and associated tenancy fit-out details, plus also refute strong rumours that the supposed secure tenants have actually not signed lease agreements to date, including the take-up of the previously indicated and substantially purpose-built floor space areas under construction?
Thank
I assume you want to take that on notice.
You may do that, Mr. Gillam. Yes, we'll send you a written response. Thank you.
All right. I'll preempt the third question, time permitting.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trevor Smith, 7 Glencourt, Devonport. Before I start, could Mr. Mayor Martin's, the speaker there, is a problem there with the audio back here. Very hard to compare to what I'm talking here through here now is louder than what you're speaking through there. Thank you very much. Rectify that soon. Wish to submit this question. For the years 2014, 15 and 16, could you please tell me the properties that you have sold or given away on behalf of the ratepayers of Devonport? With losses approaching nearly $500,000 and rising for the Julie Burgess, when will the ratepayers expect to receive a report from the General Manager? Will this happen soon, as the ratepayers have already asked this same question on previous occasions? Is the Devonport Council General Manager dodging this question, as it appears so? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. We'll provide a written response to those.
So.
Thank you. Further questions from the gallery?
Thank you, Mayor. Bob Vellacott, ratepayer, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport, 7310. And through you, Mayor, could you ask Alderman Emmerton and other councillors, I was told when I was a youth that it was rude to talk to the person's back. Thank you.
No, I won't, Mr. Vellacott. Thank you. Right. Please ask your question.
I refer to the Advocate, the 1st of September 2017, and note the statement attributed to Ms. Stacey Sheehan, President of the Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry, who I understand is also a member of the Living City Reference Committee. Ms. Sheehan said, the Chamber had lobbied the Council but failed to gain traction for a funded long-term strategic plan for existing retail precincts, that is, the Mall, Four Ways, East Devonport and Sprayton. Ms. Sheehan also stated, if I were to summarise the view of our aldermen, it would be that they simply don't seem to value spending money on marketing our main streets. Mayor and aldermen, do you agree the statement from the president of DCCI is indeed a criticism of your stewardship and a vote of no confidence in properly representing the Devonport's major ratepayers? Do you feel comfortable having the above said about you, especially by the President of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry?
Thank you. No and yes.
Yes, thank you. Second question. I refer to the proposed rezoning and possible sale of 212 Murray Street, East Devonport. My question is, why has Council opted to use one of Council's oft-used phrase to cherry-pick the Local Government Act to make a possible private sale without subjecting the property to a proper process that would ensure the maximum value would be obtained? Also, I note the prospective purchaser's name has not been disclosed. I recall when Straight Off the Boat Seafood Shop made an application to rezone or change the use of the property situated in Forbes Street, they were requested to provide a detailed business plan, which everyone thought was quite strange, delving into their own virtual personal business. The general man, will council treat this application in the same manner before progressing the rezoning and sale? The general manager has informed me that as the matter was dealt with in closed session in accordance with the local government meeting procedures, regulations 2015, I am not at liberty to provide you with any further details at this time, apart from which has already been provided publicly through the media. The question to that is, why did council consider it necessary that this matter should be dealt with in closed session?
Thank you, Mr. Vellacott. We'll take that on notice.
Thank you. Now, another little secret. Thank you.
Any further questions from the gallery? If not, I invite Mr. Gardimer.
Question 3. Attendees at council meetings, either during or immediately following meetings, do on occasions record statements made by aldermen and council staff in order to record formal statements or side comments made during discussions or public question time. And considering that close checking of official audio recordings indicates an issue with capturing statements not made directly with an operating microphone, will council please advise if it has changed the mechanics of capturing the official audio recordings and when? Plus, will council amend processes to eliminate council representatives from not being recorded and thereby remove the opportunity to later state something was not said because it is inaudible or in fact not picked up at all on the official recording?
Thank you. We'll take that on notice, Mr. Gardner. Any further questions from the gallery? No, thank you very much. Item 4, Planning Authority Matters. There are none, so we'll move straight on to item 5.1, Crater Coast Waste Management Governments. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
You do, Mayor. I'll
Morning,
move it.
Goodwin, seconded.
Move the the recommendation anyway.
Alderman Rockliffe, Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Mayor. And probably through you, more so to the General Manager in relation to this, I don't know that I'm totally in favour of this scenario in relation to the waste management, because what frightens me out of all of it was this could well be Tazewater Mark II, with what actually takes place once you start to lose control over your entities. And we've seen that clearly with Tazewater, where costs have blown out exponentially and made it, you know, virtually untenable for a huge amount of people. And that's what concerns me with this, that if we do go down this path, and probably through you to the General Manager, do you see a similar scenario in your crystal ball, General Manager, of what could happen down the track?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, as far as the crystal ball is concerned, I don't see where this might lead to. The intent of this recommendation is that further modelling will be prepared that would address those outstanding issues, both financial and otherwise, and a proposed implementation details. I can say that currently a number of the other councils in the Cradle Coast region have approved a similar motion. It's going to most of the councils over the next few weeks, at which stage it will then be in a better position to be able to do that modelling once you know how many councils are prepared to be involved. So that this is really just the start of the process to be able to get that detail for you.
But in doing that, if we go down that path of passing this, does that then obligate us down the track to continue on if some of the information that comes back could be deleterious to the people of Devonport?
The intent of this is that when the matter would come back before council, you'd make a decision as to whether this is any in-principle support to be able to get that further information for you to make an informed decision. You certainly aren't locking yourself into a position with this particular motion.
And when would that be likely to be, that information? It will obviously come back. Is that likely to be at the next council meeting or the one following or next year? Or
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd think it would be some months away before it comes back. There's a lot of detail that is required and the councils have to contribute a lot of information to be able to actually do the financial modelling. So it's probably something that will be more like mid-next year before it comes back.
And do we know, probably through you too, Mr. Atkins, is it likely to be, if it does go forward, is it likely to be like a separate board, very much like Tazewater and so on, that would be overseeing it?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor, that's the proposal at the moment.
Yeah, right. You see, that once again puts a shiver down the spine, because we always get this sort of thing, and we've got it with Tazewater. Whenever they put these boards in place, Mr. Mayor, there's not enough people in Tasmania that got the expertise. It always comes from the mainland. We over here must have two heads and no brains or something, because that's usually the answer. Oh, well, we need the best people, and they usually reside in Sydney and Melbourne and come with a price tag you wouldn't jump far lap over, which, of course, then finds its way back to the long-suffering ratepayer. So they are the sort of things that I'm concerned about. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Rockliffe.
Thank you, Mayor. I guess I have similar concerns to Alderman Goodwin that we're going to produce another layer of governance. However, I think it's important that we do explore the possibilities. Obviously, it'll come back to us as council to look at the opportunities. And as the biggest council, we have the most to lose, but we also have the most to gain if there's the opportunity to provide a better service at a better price for our community. So I think it's important that we continue to explore those possibilities. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm always been in favour of collaboration, that's for sure. It's a good way forward. But I think in this case now, and I think the previous two aldermen have spoken, we really need to look at this and probably keep a close eye on it all the way through. For me, the economic benefit of us and our relationship with Dulverton is very positive for our ratepayers, and I wouldn't like to see that hindered in any way. And so I think it's I'm speaking now so that we can keep this front of mind as the process unfolds. I'm more than happy to look at the opportunity, but I think we need to look at it, and I take Alderman Goodwin's concerns and Alderman Rockliffe's to heart as well. I think we need to be careful and tread very wisely. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Yes, look, I agree with the previous speakers. I think that's very fair points that they've made. When you look at the advantages of when we do for the consideration, there are some efficiencies, etc., etc. But when you look at the disadvantages, one of them, it says potential reduction in council's dividends and other benefits from the council's ownership in Devonport Waste Management. So are we likely, through you to the General Manager, are we likely to be, if this does go ahead, in a probably a, at least as equal position or maybe better position with a regional entity rather than looking after our own? What's your thoughts on that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I suppose that's the intent of this motion, is to be able to get that information to be in a better position to inform council as to what the likely outcomes would be. The current situation is that Dalvert and Waste Management Joint Authority is providing a reasonable return to council, and that's certainly one of the potential impacts. It could have an impact on that, but equally it could improve that. But until we actually do the modelling, we can't definitely say one way or the other.
Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. I'm certainly listening to my fellow colleagues and what they're talking about in this in relation to this. Just a couple of questions I've got. This we need to go forward with this, and I understand that. But it's subject to a further report. Do we know when that report's expected? Is that going to be a long-term thing?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I expect it would be sometime in the new year, up anywhere between sort of the end of the first quarter to halfway through the year. It just depends on how long it takes to get this information.
And is that MRA again doing that?
Some of it will be done certainly by our own internal processes. Councils will contribute to it.
So that costs us?
As to how we'll actually prepare it, and how the modelling will be undertaken, I think that's still something that has to be determined. Okay. However, it is being done through the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group, which is the joint group of the councils, and there is funding in that through the waste levy that is imposed on all the waste that's delivered to landfill along the coast.
But it could be a costly report, of course. I don't know how much this first one cost us.
They can all cost.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
I just want to know about the dividends that Dalvert and pay to council. Does that translate to the costing to ratepayers for garbage collection? And does this relationship help to keep the costs down to our ratepayers so we get the